Okay, Andrew. Andrew Healy here, Chief Executive Officer of the Leak Building Society. You've had a very, very exciting announcement today.
Yes, Dave, we've announced a plan to provide 100 defibrillators to the local community across the Staffordshire Moorlands and beyond, right across the four counties in which Leak Building Society is represented. Staffordshire, Derbyshire, Shropshire and Cheshire.
And it's quite a commitment, isn't it? Hundreds of defibrillators and also the maintenance of them.
Yes, it's a big commitment. We're going into this in partnership with a local charity, Stone-based charity, AED Donate, who specialise in the provision of defibrillators. But yes, it's a big undertaking. We'll be rolling out about 25 defibrillators a year over the next 4 years.
What set you up to do this? See, I know you've got great support into the community, but why are you looking at this in particular?
Well, because we believe this will make a huge difference. That's what we're about as a mutual organisation, as a building society. For 160 years, we've been trying to make a difference to the local community. This is probably our biggest ever single undertaking. And, you know, what could be better than saving lives?
Is there a huge cost to this?
Yes, there's a significant cost to providing defibrillators, but you know, they will make a real difference.
I'm sure they will. 160 years, you champion that you're 160 years old, but you're not showing your age. So are you really working along, you know, the modern times?
Yeah, well, as an organisation, we still retain our traditional values, but we've moved with the times. We continue to have branches, and we've been investing in those branches, but at the same time we've been investing in new technology to complement the services we provide through our branches, so our customers can choose what way they deal with us. Society has been modernizing, but we have never forgotten why we're here, which is to support the local community, and today's announcement of 100 defibrillators being rolled out backs that up.
It's also a celebration of the fact you finished all your refurbishment, including the headquarters here. Did you ever think about it's cheaper to actually move out of town and find another site?
Well, we just wouldn't consider that. I mean, we're a Leak-based organisation. We're a Staffordshire Moorlands-based organisation. We want to be in the community, not outside the community. So it wasn't a difficult decision to stay where we are and to invest. I think what's most important about our investment programme has been our investment in branches, because that's a real demonstration at a time when many financial institutions have been seeing branches as less important, that we see our branches as being vital to today and to our future.
And when can we expect the first of your defibrillators, the LBS defibrillators, to be installed?
I would expect by the end of the quarter, so by the end of September we'll have picked our first location and installed our first defibrillator, and we expect to do 25 a year from there over the next 4 years, 100 in total.
And is that site already chosen?
No, we haven't chosen that site. We'll do that in conjunction with the local community, in conjunction with AED and our staff. But our priority will be identifying sites where there aren't defibrillators currently and where they would benefit most from having defibrillators installed.
And a defibrillator is one of those things you hope you're never going to have to use, isn't it?
Of course, and it's always very unfortunate when a defibrillator is needed, but they are quite often needed, and the more that are out there, the better.
Thank you very much, Andrew, and we look forward to being there when you unveil your first defibrillator.
Thanks, Dave. We look forward to sharing that news with you.